This message was recorded at the Redeemed Christian Church of God Salvation Center, where we're maximizing potential and fulfilling destiny. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to the following message.
Amen. But I'm sure His Spirit is with us. Praise the Lord, somebody. So it's away in somewhere in Laredo. I don't even know where that is. Amen. Praise the Lord, somebody. Hallelujah. So we've been studying about families the past few sermons. Amen. And last week, Pastor Joyce talked about women in Christ. Wasn't that wonderful? Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're just going to continue in that same way to look at families. And so when I was asked to present a very short exhortation this morning, of course I said, well, God, what will you have me say? And we have, some assurance, when the minister that led prayer, he started with Proverbs 13:22, amen? And she started to talk about leaving an inheritance for your children's children. Praise the Lord, somebody. And she started to talk about the name. That some people's names open doors for them. Amen? As a matter of fact, in American politics, we have what we call name recognition. So if you are a... I don't want to get into politics this morning. Amen? But if you have a name that is easily recognized, it can open doors for you into the hearts of people. But when your name is not known, they say, who is that? Who is that? Where is that name from? Amen? But we have the name of Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, somebody. Hallelujah. So I bring to you the word of the Lord this morning, and we're going to be reading from Ephesians chapter 4, from verse 14 to 15. Praise the Lord, somebody. Hallelujah. So I was looking for a confirmation of what I was going to preach. That's why I said that, what the minister said. And then, of course, the bridge happened. And she quoted one of my scriptures again, 1 Peter 2, verse 9. Amen? I said, this is it, God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, somebody. Because you're always looking for something that will minister to your spirit that you are really hearing from the Lord. Praise the Lord, somebody. Ephesians chapter 4. The topic of my message is, our families bear His name. Our families bear His name. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Holy Spirit divine. We come by the blood of the Lamb. We come by a new and living way. As we come empty of our thoughts and our thinking. We ask that the word of the Lord will have a straight course. We ask that you will minister to every soul. We ask that you will meet every need. We ask that you will speak by your voice, the voice of the word of the Lord, the voice that is powerful. The voice that is full of majesty, the voice of many waters, as the word will be coming, no one will hear the voice of man, but the voice of the Holy Spirit, encouraging, pleading, and enriching their soul. We thank you. We give you all the praise and all the glory. We thank you. For those that are coming to worship with us for the first time, we appreciate you for bringing them. And we ask that, Lord, as we listen, let all be blessed. Amen. And let your word make a mark definite in our life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 4, I'm reading the King James Version. Well, you can stay there. Amen. Praise the Lord. It says, then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever they sound like the truth. But verse 15 is where I'm headed. Use the King James Version, please. Praise the Lord, somebody. Some of us just like the King James. I don't know why. Maybe it makes us feel spiritual. Hallelujah. But Ephesians 4, 15 says, that's not the scripture. Ephesians 3:15, I'm sorry. Ephesians 3:16. 3:15. It's talking about families. Thank you. Ephesians 3:15. of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Amen? Can we read the verse 14 of that same chapter, 3:14? For this cause I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 15 says, of whom, as of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we read in verse 14, the whole family in heaven and earth is named. So that means from this scripture, our families bear the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? It says, the whole family in heaven and earth is named after Christ. You and I, we are living on the earth now, right? It's not yet time to go to heaven. We still have a lot of things to do. And the scripture says, our family is named after Christ. And we are in the week and the season of families. So I wanted to come and encourage each and every one of our families this morning. The scripture says, our family is named after the Lord Jesus Christ. And what does it mean to be named after the Lord Jesus Christ? What is the meaning of a name? Our minister said it brilliantly. A name identifies and defines. With a name, you know what and who you are talking to or what is being referred to. Is that right? So if our family is named after Christ, it only means that we are identified in Christ. It only means that we must be a true reflection of the totality of Christ. It only means that our families should reflect the nature, the purpose, the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Say amen. Amen. Our families must be identified on the earth for everything that the Lord Jesus Christ stands for. We must be representatives of his kingdom. We must stand for what the Lord Jesus Christ stands for. And we must represent whatever he represents. That is why the whole family in heaven and earth is named after the Lord Jesus Christ. Our families are indeed unique and peculiar. Amen? Praise the Lord, somebody. The Bridge, they told us this morning. She said, I'm a peculiar person. And so are we as a people. So are we as a family. We are peculiar. We are special in the eyes of the Lord. Amen? 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 10. I'm reading the King James Version. The Bible says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him that had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:9. I'm sorry, 2. And then verse 10 says, which in time past you were not a people, but you are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but we have now obtained mercy. So our families actually obtained mercy. That's why we were named with the name of Christ. Amen? Because to be named with the name of the Lord, it's because you just have his mercy. You have not done anything to deserve it. You have not done anything to warrant it. But God, in his mercy, chose your family and said, this family must be blessed. This family must represent my name. This family must display my purpose on the earth. So when people look at your family, you may look wretched and whatever they call it, but they can't figure out what is keeping your life together. They told one of us, there's fibroid in your womb. But she said, no, I belong to the family of God. Lord, let your will and your purpose. And what happened? God hearkened. and the name of the Lord was praised. Hallelujah. So the name of Jesus is a powerful name that we have inherited and has been given to us by mercy. If you are born again, if you have received Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are accepted into the beloved. You are accepted into the family of God, and your family is already part of that family. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord, somebody. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1, 5 to 6. The Bible says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. So we are adopted. We become the family of God because we were adopted through Jesus Christ to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he had made us accepted in the beloved. So how did we achieve that? It was because God was interested in our families. God was interested in saving the souls of men. And so it was decided in Genesis 1:28. There was a meeting in heaven. And the blessed Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, it was decided that Jesus, the Son of God, was going to come down to the earth to save humanity from their sins. And so the plan was hatched, and the seed was sown in the belly of a virgin that never knew a man. And the seed grew, and the baby was born. Glory to God. Jesus Christ, our Lord, came onto the earth to crush the head of serpent and the enemy, defeated principalities, powers, and all powers of hell. He grew up amongst us. He walked on the surface of the earth as a human man. But we read a scripture in Colossians 2. It says he was full of God, but in human body. Did you remember that? He walked the surface of the earth, and he was born, he was killed, and he rose up. They buried him. The third day, he rose up from the dead. Hallelujah. And he's forever alive at the mercy seat of our God in heaven. I said all of that to let you know what God did in order to redeem us back unto himself. Amen? And so God was interested in us before the foundations of the world. And he wanted to save our soul and our families. And so what he did to us was because of his mercy, not because of what we deserved. He killed his only begotten son. They nailed him on the cross. They beat him. They nailed his hands and legs, and he gave up the ghost. But had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory, because they were falling into the plan and the purpose of God. Because God knew that when he died, he was going to be raised up by the Holy Spirit. And that's exactly what happened. And so through that, because you accept Jesus Christ, you are accepted to God the Father. If you have seen Jesus, you have seen the Father. Amen? Don't be confused. Praise the Lord, somebody. If you have received the Lord Jesus Christ, you have received the Father. For no man can come to God the Father. Glory to God in the highest. That is the mystery of godliness. It's it in God to defeat the enemy. Amen? That is the counsel of the Blessed Trinity. And I'm telling you this morning that there are a few lessons that we can learn from this story. One of them has to do with sacrifice, the power of sacrifice. God the Father gave up his own begotten Son that he might redeem our families back to himself. What a loving God we have. John 3:16. We know the scripture. For God so loved the world that he did what? He gave. Jesus was killed. It was not a fable. At least some of us have watched the Passion of the Christ. That was exactly what happened. Maybe not as much as that, I don't know. But it was killed, literally, physically. It was nailed to the cross. But the purpose of God in that was, it was using that to bring us to his son. Because he knew he was going to raise him up. And when he raised him up, everyone that would believe in him will be made accepted with him. Praise the Lord, somebody. So what is the power of your sacrifice in your families? Are you willing to sacrifice for your family? A simple family is made up of the father, the mother, and the children will come along. Amen? So if you're married and you don't even have children, you're still a family. Amen? Children don't come before the dad. Don't be warped up. Amen? You have the father, the mother, and then the children will come along. Praise the Lord, somebody. If you have had children before, you are going the back door. It's okay. We're not going there. Amen? But the simple Bible is a family is a man and his wife. Adam was created and Eve was taken from his rib. And he had the first family of God. Praise the Lord, somebody. So I wanted to encourage you to sacrifice for your family. Maybe your husband has to do something. Maybe your wife has to do something. And it's going to inconvenience you. It's going to take a time on you. It's going to take a toll on you. Bear it. Amen? Encourage him to do what God is leading him to do. Don't do things that are only too convenient for yourself. That is the power of sacrifice. Can you imagine how hard it was for Jesus on the cross when there was a slight separation from him and the Father? Because when he died, the whole sin of the world was laid upon him on the cross. It was the sin of the people that actually crushed him to death. Now, can you imagine at the point when he was crushed, he was separated momentarily from the Father. And he cried, "Father, Father, Father, why have you forsaken me?" But the Father knew he had not forsaken him. And so there was a sacrifice that he had to be, which was the Father had to kill his son. What is the sacrifice that you're bringing to your family? Another lesson we can learn from this has to do with the fact that our families, we need to care one for another. The Bible, the scripture that we read in Ephesians 3:15, that talks about of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, you will see in that scripture that the family in heaven is named, the family on earth is named. And so, the family in heaven is not complete without the family on earth. The family on earth is not complete without the family in heaven. Speaking of togetherness. Speaking of being joined together in one mind. Amen? And so, I plead with you this morning. Fathers, love your wives, so says the word of God. Wives, submit yourself to your own husbands. And if you still believe in the Lord for a partner, I trust God to help you in the name of Jesus. And so we have to learn to care for one another. And one of the things that are hard is that this is a season that the Lord will make our families whole again. It says, of whom the whole family. The whole family. So your family has to be made whole. Whatever it is that's causing disagreements, that's bringing jealousy and strifes and hatred and divisions within your family, this is the season the Lord is removing those things. You are in a new season in your family, in the name of Jesus. A new season of uplifting. A new season of strength. a new season of visions and revelations of the Lord. A new season that God will bind you together and you stand together, the husband and the wife and the Holy Spirit and a threefold cord that cannot be broken to withstand the evil one. So when the enemy will come as a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against every onslaught of the enemy over your family in the name of Jesus. Ephesians 1 verse 5. We read that. Ephesians 1 verse 5. Can we have that very quickly? It says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. So God made us to be part of him long, way, way long before you even knew him. We were predestinated into him, but it was through his son, Jesus Christ. Just as I described earlier on. Amen? Now, when you read this, you will see that what we have done, if you are born again and you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, is just to accept him. It was his mercy that predestinated us. It was his grace that predestinated us. Amen? According to the good pleasure of his will. Praise the Lord, somebody. And so, we are going to stand up on our feet. I want us to pray for our families. You're going to pray for your families. We're going to ask the Lord to help you in the name of Jesus. Whatever discord, whatever strife, whatever bitter seeds of bitterness and jealousy, whatever it is that is causing wrangling in your families, I believe the Lord to make you whole today in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is that is bringing discord, you're going to pray, Lord, make my family whole in the name of Jesus. Let the name of the Lord come upon our homes again. Let the name of the Lord be reflected on my family again in the name of Jesus. Why don't you pray quickly? Why don't you pray quickly? Father, we thank you. And if you are here, you are not even named with the name of the Lord. You don't know who the Lord Jesus Christ is. It's your season now to come to the Lord. Do we have anyone in the house you would like to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? The gates of righteousness is open. Why don't you come quickly and let us pray with you. Let us agree with you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for our families. Oh, we give you all the praise and all the glory. We thank you for a new season of restoration and uplifting that you're bringing into us, a defining pivotal moment in our destinies. We thank you for a beginning, new beginnings. We thank you for new healings in our midst. We are grateful. We thank you for the healings. We thank you for teaching us about sacrifice, helping us to sacrifice one for another, helping us to love one another, even as Christ himself loved us and gave himself for us. We are grateful unto you. Take all the glory and all the honor. We worship your majesty. Oh, we thank you. Be exalted, be magnified. We thank you for that defining, pivotal moment that would define the rest of this year in our life. That which is lacking will be supplied. That which is lacking will be supplied. That which you are expecting from the Lord is released unto you now. We receive it in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forevermore. Take all the glory and all the honor. Why don't you just wave to the Lord? Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. We worship your majesty. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. We encourage you to fellowship with us here at Salvation Center if you are in the San Antonio area. For more information, visit our website at www.rccgsanantonio.org.